Hello everybody, we're at the Explore York Library and this is our audio boo from the Narnia Day event, and I'm here with Colin.
How you doing?
So we'd just like to talk about what's actually going on today, and I think I'll start with Colin because he's been a lot more involved with this project than I have. So could you give us an overview of what's actually going on here today at Explore York Library?
Yes, this is the first open Sunday session that the library's held this year, and it's on the theme of Narnia, particularly the Chronicles of Narnia. It's sort of headed because there's a film coming out soon, another film in the series, and the whole idea of the day is just to get families involved and coming to the library, finding out a little bit more about what the library has to offer, not just in terms of books, loaning, things like that, but also that, you know, kind of there's all these creative elements like storytelling, creative writing, and the wonderful green screen that we've set up in one of the rooms.
Mm. Yeah, because in the last few months, the library has gone onto Facebook, so it's really opened up the options for some of the publicity that Chaos Media does to share it, because obviously prior to that, it was difficult to point people to the Chaos Media website, or even not having a presence on Facebook didn't really build the online community that it now sort of supports. So can you tell us about what sort of things we've been doing that will be going on that Facebook group?
Sure, we've been recording people. We've sort of described it really as See Yourself in Narnia, where we've got a green screen studio set up and people can come in, try on different costumes in terms of fur coats, fake fur coats, I should add, in case anyone objects. Little kind of masks, ears, dealy boppers, whatever you call them. And, you know, they can get into character, they can act out their own little scenes where they're in Narnia with different backdrops that we can load up on screen, and people can use their own scripts, they can improvise, do whatever. So we've been recording that. It's probably going to be put together into like a little montage of scenes, which will be uploaded and available via the library Facebook, via our website. We've had a script writing workshop, I should say, because there is a creative one, but we're not involved in that, where one of our new volunteers, who's a English graduate called Christian, he has been guiding people to put together their own little scenarios on the theme of Narnia. So it's kind of a creative element that we've not really explored before in Chaos, and it's again hopefully something that can be translated onto screen.
Yeah, and we've got another one of our newer volunteers called Jonathan Stillins, and he's a photographer, so he's been taking stills that will go on to obviously the Chaos Media website and the Facebook to complement some of the short sort of videos from the scripts that people have written. And we've also been, well, mostly you've been running around doing some behind the scenes footage, so hopefully we can share how this all comes together.
Well, yeah, that's right. I think that as well as offering a flavour of the public events that are happening, it's also nice to see kind of the organisational side, what goes into running an event like this, you know, talking to the people who are taking part, finding out what their role is, what they are doing, what they think of it. And also, I believe it's yourself who's been speaking to the members of the public as well, getting their feedback. So it's always interesting to collate everything together, so it gives that human angle to it, you know, that there's people involved in this and, you know, what they bring and what they take out of the whole process.
Yeah, I think that's important because obviously a lot of work does go into it, and also for people wanting to know what we do here in York, what we do at Chaos Media, what we go and do at the library, it just adds that extra dimension. It's not quite so polished of, and, you know, it's not, here's what happened, it's kind of what, and this is how it happened.
I think it's more to do with the fact that it's easily accessible.
Yeah.
That it's a resource that's on people's doorsteps here in York, that if they want to get involved in, you know, kind of community filmmaking, if they want to, you know, get involved in things that happen at the library, they can come along, they can drop in. It doesn't necessarily matter if, you know, it's, you know, we're not on a kind of George Lucas film set or anything like that. It's just come in, just have a bit of fun, play around, and, you know, you can see this whenever it becomes available, which hopefully should be soon.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we're at the end of an imaginative journey. People come in, they can go through the wardrobe, they speak to staff dressed up, they can get some Narnia-themed food from the cafe, do some drawing in the actual central library, get some pictures, listen to a story from a storyteller, and maybe at the end get all this imagination out of their brain onto a green screen, and there we go. We've got to film it. So you'll be able to see this by visiting York Libraries and Heritage, sorry, York Libraries and Archives on Facebook or chaosmedia.org.uk. And that'll be up very soon. Thank you very much, Colin.
Cheers. Thanks, Mike.